Thanks for tuning in to another situational report from SITREP Israel, providing automated situational updates covering security developments in Israel and the region. Updates weekdays at 9 a.m. and 20 p.m. Israel time. And now your host, Mr. Mike Radish.
I'm Daniel Rosehill, based in Jerusalem, reporting for SITREP Israel. Welcome to the morning edition of SITREP Israel, our automated situational report covering Israel's security fronts. This ASREP was generated on Wednesday, the 20th of May, 2026, at 9:30 Israel time, 6:30 UTC. IDF reservists killed in Hezbollah clash as US Senate advances Iran war powers curb, May 20th, 06:30 UTC, 09:30 Israel. Morning edition. Bottom line up front, an IDF reservist was killed and a brigade commander wounded in separate Hezbollah attacks in southern Lebanon. The US Senate advanced a war powers resolution to limit President Trump's authority to strike Iran, with four Republicans joining Democrats in a 5-0-4-7 vote. Vice President Vance warned the US is locked and loaded if talks fail, while Trump said an attack could come in 2 or 3 days if no agreement is reached. Israel is reportedly preparing for a possible renewal of the Iran war, and Chinese President Xi told Russia's Putin that further Middle East hostilities are inadvisable. Across the regional picture, in Lebanon, the reservist killed has been identified as Major Itamar Sapir, 27, who was shot by a Hezbollah operative firing from inside a church in the border village of Al-Qaza. He is survived by his wife and one-year-old son. In a separate attack, the commander of the 401st Armored Brigade and several soldiers were wounded in a Hezbollah drone strike. Hezbollah issued multiple claims of attacks on Israeli forces, including a rocket barrage on vehicles and soldiers in Al-Bayoda, a loitering glider strike in Rashaf, and the destruction of a Merkava tank near Hadathah, where clashes were reported ongoing near the town square. The Lebanese Health Ministry said an Israeli airstrike on Deir Kanun al-Nar killed 10 people, including 3 women and 3 children. Additional strikes were reported in Jibshit, Habush, Tura, and Hadinatha. The Nabatea Ambulance Service suspended operations in dangerous areas and urged residents to evacuate. Sirens sounded in Malkia and Kiryat Shmona due to suspected hostile aircraft, but the IDF determined them to be false identifications. On the Iran front, beyond the Senate vote, Israeli media reported signs of heightened readiness for a possible resumption of the Iran war, including a 5-hour cabinet meeting and the cancellation of Prime Minister Netanyahu's trial hearing. Foreign Minister Abbas Araki warned that a return to war would bring more surprises, while a foreign ministry spokesperson rejected CENTCOM's justification for strikes on a school in Minas as a baseless fabrication. In the Strait of Hormuz, US forces identified at least 10 naval mines. The US Treasury sanctioned an Iranian foreign currency exchange and front companies for facilitating illicit funding. And CENTCOM reported that 89 commercial vessels have been forced to reroute since the naval blockade began. Separately, the New York Times reported that Israeli developed war plans envisioned former President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad leading Iran after the killing of Supreme Leader Khamenei. In Gaza, the IDF intercepted all ships in the global Sumut flotilla, with over 400 activists being transferred to Israel. The foreign ministry called the attempt a PR stunt at the service of Hamas and said rubber bullets, not live fire, were used against the vessels. Israeli aircraft struck the vicinity of Murtaja Tower in western Gaza City, and an earlier strike on Al-Nassar Street injured 5 Palestinians, including a child. The IDF said a strike in southern Gaza killed a Hamas operative who participated in the October 7 invasion and posed an immediate threat to troops. In the West Bank, Israeli forces shut down the entrance to Jorat al-Shama village near Bethlehem, disrupting Palestinian traffic. Troops stormed homes in Ozarin, south of Nablus, at 3 a.m. local. Israeli defense officials now support the evacuation of the Bedouin village of Khan al-Ahmar, reversing past positions, moving to the multilateral track. The Xi Putin meeting in Beijing came days after President Trump's visit to China. On Gaza reconstruction, the Board of Peace urged countries that pledged funds to pay up, noting a gap between the $17 billion pledged and actual donations. Finance Minister Smotrich rejected a US request to transfer withheld Palestinian Authority funds to a US-led body. NATO's top commander said the alliance is not drawing up plans for a Strait of Hormuz mission, which would require approval from all 32 members. Elsewhere in the region, Iraq formed a new government after 6 months of deadlock, but the cabinet role of Iran-backed militias remains unresolved. The Iranian military warned of opening new fronts if fighting resumes, with reports of IRGC Quds Force members positioning along Yemen's western coast near the Bab el-Mandeb Strait. The US military seized an Iranian tanker carrying about 1 million barrels of oil in the Indian Ocean. In Nigeria, the army said joint US strikes killed 100 and 75 ISIL fighters in the country's northeast. An Ebola outbreak is spreading fear from Bukavu to Kinshasa in the Democratic Republic of Congo. In US politics, Republican Representative Thomas Massie, a vocal critic of unconditional US support for Israel, lost his Kentucky primary after a campaign in which pro-Israel groups spent over $34 million. In Pennsylvania, anti-Israel squad member Chris Rabb won the Democratic congressional nomination and faces no Republican opponent. President Trump and his family were granted immunity from pending tax audits. Moving to the analysis, first the trend, the tempo of kinetic activity on the Lebanon front has intensified. Over the past week, Hezbollah attacks were primarily rocket and drone salvos, but the killing of a reservist and wounding of a brigade commander in close quarters engagements signal a shift toward more direct ground confrontations. On the Iran track, the diplomatic military oscillation persists, but the Senate War Powers vote introduces a new domestic constraint absent in prior windows. On the information environment, the US administration is pushing a dual narrative of diplomatic urgency and military readiness. Iran's framing emphasizes resilience and surprises, aiming to project strength without foreclosing talks. The Senate vote amplifies a competing narrative that the executive branch is overreaching. Hezbollah's narrative highlights tactical successes against Israeli armor and personnel. The gap between reporting and evidence is starkest in Iran, where both sides claim openness to negotiations while preparing for war and the synthesis. The convergence of a US legislative challenge, a Chinese diplomatic intervention, and the spike in Hezbollah's ground combat effectiveness is creating a narrow window where Iran may calculate it can extract better terms by stalling, betting that Trump's domestic constraints and international pressure will erode the credibility of his military threat. A counter reading is that these pressures will instead push Trump to strike quickly before his authority is further constrained. The administration's repeated postponements, however, suggest a preference for a deal, making Iranian stalling a rational short-term strategy. And to wrap up, the OSINT indicators and dual-lens predictions. Check flight radar 24 for Iranian military cargo flights departing Tehran Mehrabad to Damascus or Beirut in the next 24 hours. Review Sentinel. Once our imagery of the Strait of Hormuz for any new naval mine placements or vessel concentrations, monitor the Telegram channel Sabari News for any announcement of new fronts or mobilization orders in the next 48 hours. Through the status quo lens, within 48 hours, the IDF will conduct airstrikes on Hezbollah positions in southern Lebanon in response to the killing of the reservist and wounding of the brigade commander. The Iran-Israel ceasefire will hold through May 27, with no resumption of direct kinetic exchange. Before the end of the week, the US Senate will pass the War Powers Resolution, but it will not become law due to a presidential veto. Now, looking at the same indicators through an escalation lens, within 72 hours, Hezbollah will launch a significant retaliatory attack on an IDF base in northern Israel, causing multiple casualties and prompting a major Israeli ground incursion into Lebanon. By May 25, Iran will announce it has resumed uranium enrichment to 60% purity, triggering a US military strike on its nuclear facilities. Within 48 hours, an IRGC-affiliated group will attack a US diplomatic facility in Iraq, leading to US strikes on Iranian proxies and a breakdown of indirect talks. That concludes this SITREP. For more, visit sitrepisr.com or subscribe on Telegram at t.me/Israel_sitreps. This is Daniel Rosehill signing off from Jerusalem.